Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa is preparing to hold his first meeting with the militant Islamic group Hamas. The planned talks, aimed at halting Hamas's armed attacks, came as Israel decided to renew some contacts with the Palestinian leadership. Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement, announced Sunday that it had accepted a request from Mr. Correa to hold talks. The meeting would be the first between the Palestinian Prime Minister and Hamas since Mr. Correa took office earlier this month. Mr. Correa's office declined to disclose any details, but it reiterated his desire to gain the backing of Hamas for a ceasefire with Israel to end more than 3 years of fighting. His request for a meeting came only 2 days after Hamas and the Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the killing of 3 Israeli soldiers in Gaza. The two groups, which have carried out numerous suicide bombings and other attacks, have reportedly agreed to joint military operations against Israel. A spokesman for Mr. Correa said Sunday that he wants to emphasize that the Palestinian Authority is the one legitimate governing body for the Palestinian people and that individual militia groups should not take the law into their own hands. In a separate development, Israel has decided to renew low-level contacts with the Palestinian leadership. An Israeli delegation headed by Dov Weisglass, the director of the Office of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, is planning to meet with officials from the Palestinian side. Mr. Correa has reportedly declined to take part himself in the discussions or to meet face-to-face with Mr. Sharon at this stage, saying he first wants to build his new government. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.